An increase in funding for Swan Lake Christmas Hill Nature Sanctuary and new funding for staff resources, including establishing the job of Manager of Diversity and Equity, will mean Saanich residents face a 7.91% tax increase this year. The two initiatives combine to add just over $1.34 million to the district's $188 million operating budget for 2024, and nudge the tax increase closer to 8% from what had been estimated at 7.8% earlier this week. I think with it coming in at 7.8 and then at 7.91, it was in the range the council was expecting, said Mayor Dean Murdoch after adjourning Thursday night's budget deliberations. At this point, it feels like council is in receipt of a budget that is largely aligned with its expectations and I think reflects the priorities that we're hearing from our residents and being responsible about infrastructure and assets. Murdoch said they are always concerned about the tax bill and while they look for opportunities to reduce it, the funding for Swan Lake represented the first increase in the management contract in 5 years, while the new staff resources are only those that are deemed a priority and aligned with strategic objectives. Council recognized that these positions were supportive of the priorities, particularly with respect to engagement with Indigenous communities and building meaningful relationships with First Nations in the region and our priority around accessibility, diversity, equity, and inclusion, he said. The 2024 operating budget includes $47.1 million for Saanich Police, a 9.7% increase over 2023, $6.7 million for Saanich's share of the Greater Victoria Public Library budget, an increase of 5.6%, and a $69,602 increase in the management fee for Swan Lake Christmas Hill Nature Sanctuary, bringing that contribution to $457,250. There was little debate Thursday night on the core substance of the budget. Murdoch said that as a product of the work put into the document through the year. Budget guidelines come through council in August. Council further refined its ask to staff in January, so council has already asked staff to sharpen the pencil by the time we got to this budget, he said. Earlier this week, Murdoch noted the proposed budget was a sign of the times and reflective of a district just trying to maintain services in a high inflation environment. He admitted the tax increase, now 7.91%, is still higher than he'd like, but is what is required for the district to manage its assets, replace aging infrastructure and facilities and investing in public safety, while still providing a high level of service for residents. It's a due diligence budget, he said. The 7.91% tax increase this year will mean an increase of about $300 for the average homeowner. This year's budget includes $14 million in increased spending, including $4.2 million in added funding for Saanich Police. The impact of Saanich's $188 million operating budget for the average taxpayer is estimated at about $373 when the increased fees for water, sewer and refuse collection are added. No one on council wants to see a number that high, said Murdoch. I can certainly appreciate that people would be concerned about the number and council shares that concern. Murdoch noted it could have been much worse as district staff showed the added costs of infrastructure replacement and debt servicing could have taken this year's tax increase to more than 10%. Saanich is also considering a capital budget of $126 million, a jump from last year's $95 million. The capital budget includes nearly $50 million for new facilities like a new fire hall and planning for the Saanich Operations Center, while there is ongoing spending to renew transportation infrastructure, upgrading water resources and the district's equipment and vehicles. A. Duffy at TimesColonist.com. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@TimesColonist.com.